Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. And we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because Joanna Brandy is with us. Joanna is a longtime original member, actually, of our Brain Trust. Pretty soon, we're probably going to be celebrating our 10th or 9th anniversary, I should say. We can look it up here. We're like baseball folks. We keep up with these things. In fact, let me look at it right now. Joanna Brandy became a member of our Brain Trust in January of 98. How about that, folks? She's the author of a number of books, including Winning at Customer Retention. She is one of the top customer care experts in the universe, and she's our good friend. Joanna, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back. Can you believe this? You and I are in our 10th year together.
Oh, God.
How about that?
I love it. I really love it, because that's really what business is about, is relationships that last.
Well, I think so. You know, I just think that I keep coming back to what Dave Longaberger, the guy who founded Longaberger Baskets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not with us anymore, but his daughter told me that he said, your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build.
Absolutely.
It's the truth, isn't it?
Yes, and what's so interesting with us, your Brain Trust is so wonderful that we keep running into people that we both know. You just had Bob Bly on the line for me to
right.
say hello to. I've known Bob for almost 20 years, and I was just on the phone before we got on with Bill Doerr, who
right.
is saying,
our good
hey,
friend.
How's my friend Jim Blasingame?
Yeah.
And I said, you're not going to believe this. I'm going to hang up the phone with you, and I'm going to be on his show.
Yeah.
So the circle, it's really very, very interesting how after a while the network, you know, starts, this one knows this one, who knows this one, who knows.
It's
great.
The 6 degrees of separation. Go ahead.
I think we all should spend more time thinking about, you know, we use that, we sling it around, but I think the 6 degrees of separation is a really important concept. And it, you know,
I use it all the time, but Joanna, tell the audience, in case they might know, explain to the audience what that means.
Well, you're only 7 people away from any person you want to know.
In the world.
In the world. Any person you want to know.
Anybody on the planet Earth, you're no more than 7 people away.
Yeah, you're only 7. Yeah, that's because it's 6 degrees of separation. So let's
right.
say I wanted the way they demonstrated this was a game, actually, and they used the actor Kevin Bacon as the example, and
mm-hmm.
they said how many people here they did this, I forget who it was, like a game, and you had to figure out how to get to Kevin Bacon personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would go out and I would talk to everybody I know and say, hey, do you know somebody who might know Kevin Bacon, or do you know Kevin
right.
Bacon, or how can I? And they found that, you know, no matter how you do this, there's only 6 links you have to make or less to get to that person
mm-hmm.
that you, and that's why they call it 6 degrees of separation. And I think that's an important thing to remember as we look at how we can strategically grow our businesses with less effort. I have been completely delving ever since February. I've been spending all my time actually writing and investigating the law of attraction, because I think most especially for small business owners, it becomes, you know me, I've been working hard for 17 years, and I have decided that at this point I don't want to work hard, I want to work easy. So I have been in the process of understanding what this attraction process is. How do I attract more of the business that I want and have to go out and grab less of it? You know, there's different kinds of energy. There's dynamic energy, and that's mostly the energy entrepreneurs use. That's the go out and make it happen energy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
elbow
also
grease.
Another kind of energy, a little bit more feminine in nature, I might add, and that is the energy of attraction, the putting your mind to being very specific about that which you want to attract.
Now, was there a shot? Was there a chauvinistic shot in there somewhere, Joanna? Me being a guy, I'm not smart enough to figure this out on my own.
That wasn't a chauvinistic shot. That was just no. You are so cute. No, just because I differentiate the way genders work occasionally, that doesn't mean it's a chauvinistic shot.
When I differentiate the way genders work, I get into all kinds of trouble. Maybe I just don't do it as with the savoir faire that you do, Joanna.
Women
are so much craftier about the way they do it. You guys get away with it. But I do think you're right. I want to take a quick break. I've got to do that right now, Joanna. Okay. And I want to come back to this because this is fascinating, folks. The business that you're going to do in the future, in the 21st century, most of it is going to be because of the way people feel about you, not about the way they feel about your product. You got to get this. This is very, very important. 20 Tales, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till the hour, 43 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Joanna Brandy. We're talking about relationships and the 6 degrees of separation that gets you never more than 7 people from anybody else on the planet. And, you know, Joanna, you remember this. In the 1990s, into the 1990s, when you first started joining us, I started saying that there were 3 things that small business owners were going to have to be really, really good at in the 21st century in order to be successful. And that was leveraging technology. Now, these are in addition to all the other things we got to be able to do. These are new things, never more important than they are now. Leveraging technology, building strategic alliances, and networking. That's the three-legged stool to ultimate success, I think, in the 21st century. And notice I didn't say anything in there about you got to deliver better products, your prices got to be better than everybody else's, you got to have more parking, you got to have bigger warehouses, you got to have a $1 billion marketing budget. I didn't say anything about that. Because I think all those things are commodities, Joanna. And the only thing that isn't a commodity in the marketplace today is the way you and I think about each other.
Absolutely. And as you know, as the field gets more crowded and as it gets harder to make, do you know anything about Barry Schwartz's book, The Paradox of Choice?
Yes, I do, a little bit.
Very interesting, because I studied it when I was in my happiness coaching program, and very, very interesting, because as much as people say they want choice, if you give them too many choices, even as many as 6, they get paralyzed and they can't make a decision. So what happens in the face of a world that we're in right now where there's just so many choices, sometimes customers just freeze up. They can't make the choice. They don't feel like they're qualified to make the choice, so they don't make the buy. They just don't do it. So I think what's really going to differentiate a company from another company is not only the quality of the relationship that you have, but how authentic you are, how real you are, how, you know, under the surface. You know how, you're going to laugh at this, I have what I call a sleazometer. Now the sleazometer.
You have a serious sleaze antenna.
I'm telling you, it's a little sensation when I'm in the presence of somebody that I suspect might be sleazy. I get this strange little sensation up the back of my neck.
I do believe women have a more elaborate and elegant sleazometer than men do.
Probably.
I do.
And I'm not going to tell you why. But
I think they have dorkometers and doofusometers, yeah, and things like that too, but they definitely have sleazometers.
Yeah, well, you know, I think if you pay attention to the signals your body gets, I think here's the difference. I don't think women are particularly more intuitive than men. I think women are more in tune with their intuition because they have more reasons to pay attention to their body in different ways. And you know, because when you carry a baby inside your body, you get used to different kinds of sensations. A man doesn't have that. I think a woman is just paying more attention.
There's no question about that. My wife says, "Don't you feel?" I said, "What are you putting lotion on your skin?" She says, "Because it's dry." She said, "Don't you feel your skin?" I said, "No." So I think you're right. But yeah. What does this have to do with networking?
Okay, so it has to do with authenticity. It has to do with the fact that I think people are going to get better and better at figuring out who's real and who's not real. So people want to do business not only with people they like, but with people they trust.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're genuine, Jim, you are one of the most genuine. I know who Jim is. I don't think that someday I'm going to lift up a rug and find out there's another part of Jim. You know, you're clear, you're direct, and you're very real, and you are what you are. And I think that's what people are looking for in relationships and in networking. I only want to network with and be associated with people that are real and genuine and honest and true.
Isn't that really the essence of the 21st century marketplace?
For me.
Isn't trust the essence of that?
It's trust.
You know, people talk about, you've heard the concept of Web 2.0 or Internet 2.0,
yes.
The next generation. I've even heard people talk about Web 3.0. They're envisioning what's coming. But to me, one of the things that I keep hearing and that I keep seeing that people are demanding in with Web 2.0. This is how we're using the internet in our lives these days. The underlying fundamental of Web 2.0 is trust.
Absolutely, and you need trust because you can't see. It's one thing if you're in the presence. If I'm in your presence, I can feel your energy. I can observe your body language. You know, 7% of our communication is done with words. That's it. You know, the rest of it is body language and tone of voice, et cetera, et cetera. So when I'm in your presence, I can see that. But when you're over the internet, wow, how am I going to know that you didn't just have a good graphic artist?
Mm-hmm.
So the building of trust comes from a number of different elements when you're on the web.
Right. Well, this is all part. If you're wondering what trust has to do with how you do your business, and you're thinking, yeah, well, you know, I'm trustworthy, but let me tell you something, folks. The more your customers have a high regard for you, the more they feel they can trust you, the less they will consider another competitor, especially a big box company, and the more they'll pay you for the same thing that they can buy cheaper at the big box company. It will happen. It will do it, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you. Stand by. Quick break. Trust is where your profits will come from in the future, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joanna Brandy. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy. And Joanna, we desperately need to know how to find you online.
www.customercarecoach.com.
Customercarecoach.com, and that's a program that you're still making available.
Customer Care Coach program is still available. That's a 9-month. Leadership program for small business owners and for department managers, people that have a vested interest in developing a better relationship with their employees and their customers.
Right.
So that's what I call that drip learning. Once a week you get a lesson, incorporate it into your practices that week, and the next week you get another lesson that builds
once
on the one you got the week before.
For 9 months?
9 months. You want to change your culture? You little time.
Folks, I really encourage
you. Your newsletter on Sunday had a piece in it about the natural cycles and planting a seed and watching it grow. I love people that, you know, call up and say, you know, how long, you know, can you come in and spend a day and, you know, change my culture for me? I mean, come on. I really think that people are very short-sighted about how long change actually takes.
And how much work and to get it there and maintenance to keep it there.
Absolutely, because organizations don't change, people do. And how hard, just think in your own life, how difficult it is to change a belief or change a habit or change a behavior. And I think in organizations we're a little bit unrealistic at how quickly change will take place, unless there's an utter crisis. If there's a crisis, people tend to mobilize into action quickly. Mm-hmm. But if there's no crisis and you simply want to get better at what you do, or you want to increase your level of customer loyalty, or you completely revamp your customer experience so the customers leave an interaction with you in such a way that they go out and tell 10 of their friends about this great experience that they had, it takes time.
Well, the problem we've got these days is the, everyone's attention span is getting so
short. Don't get me started on that.
It takes
that
your breath
topic.
Away, doesn't it?
Oh, don't get me started on that topic. It's happening to me. It's happening to everybody I know.
Why is it happening, do you think?
Because there's too much to pay attention to. The brain isn't structured for this. The brain.
And we can get so quickly, when anything takes a second, a millisecond longer, we think it's broken.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, hurry up. I don't have all minute. Get that thing.
Yeah, you know, I remember I had a computer where you had to keep swapping a floppy disk back and forth just to load a program because it didn't have enough memory. And now I've got a rocket on my desk, and
exactly.
if it takes a split millisecond too long to calculate an equation, you know, I'm hitting it or something, you know.
And you know, part of that is very natural. It's called the adaptation response, and it's the reason why the new thing you got this week doesn't make you happy. Because we adapt very easily to certain things. In about 3 months, the new computer is no longer fascinating. Now it's too slow, right? You know, as fast as
exactly.
It is, in about 3 months after doing or getting anything new, the novelty of it wears off, and we adapt to it, and then our expectations get higher. It's just natural.
Can we find your books on your website?
Yes. You can. Winning Customer Retention is now an ebook, and Building Customer Loyalty is there, and 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging, and Sometimes Negative World is also there.
CustomerCareCoach.com. And folks, one of the reasons I like telling you about that is because you've heard me talk about the challenges that small business owners have getting the training that their employees need, their managers' employees need. And I pointed out that in the old days, we had to leave our offices and leave work to go somewhere, pay a lot of money to get something like that. With the internet, you can bring all that to your office. You can bring it to their desktops, their home desktops, your home desktops, and you can do that now with so many different training programs, including Joanna's, which I certainly recommend to you.
And we have a new one, Jim. It's a frontline program. It's called Monday Morning Motivation, and every Monday morning you get a message you can read in less than a minute. That you can print out, keep on your desk all week long to keep you motivated to take care of those customers.
That's the kind of thing, folks. This is where you can somebody like Joanna, and there are many others out there, hundreds of other folks out there doing different kinds of things. These are the people that become your training department, like a major corporation would have. And
exactly.
And I really encourage you to plug into these folks and make them part of your network. So circle back to where we started. Make
mm-hmm.
these folks part of your organization, part of your network, part of your degree of separation
like
from the
word.
Rest of the world. Yeah. Hey, Joanna, thank you for being here. You're the best.
Oh, Jim, thank you so much. It's always fun.
We'll
Have
talk
a
to you later.
Day.
You too, Joanna. See you later. Joanna Brandy, ladies and gentlemen, you know what a great person she is. We love her around here, and she'll be back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you that this program is all about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.